Nichnas of Lesben Shimon Vidarish La'ilam Ya'adam Rach Kana Va'ayya Kasha Karas. La'ilam, a person should La'ilam be humble like a soft reed. The Gemara in Chulin Peitas says Divrei Torah, person has to steig in Torah. Tzedek Daber, Yachal Yagis Daitoi. Oh, you have a lot of Torah, you should become Ba'gai V'tar Melayma Meisharim Tishmetu V'nei Adam. You should be like a street. Everyone steps on you. Your shmata is the best eitza. And from another you get yira. Ekev another yira is Hashem. How does it bring to yira Shemaim? Because a person has to be soivel everything. How does he soivel everything? How does he soivel? Because he has yira Shemaim. He extends his yira Shemaim. Just like when a person has tzaris. If he works on his yira Shemaim to... because he has tzaris, his yerushimayim will grow. So a person has a nava, he has to put up with everybody, his yerushimayim will grow. He'll grow from the circumstance. Chaim Volozhin writes that a person with tzavlanis will get more of his own ritzainis than all the tkifas in the world. He'll get more than all the tkifas in the world. La'olam yadam rachakana. What's pshat la'olam? La'olam yadam rachakana. It's always the best etza. To be humble. It's better than all the fighting in the world. Because all the fighting in the world is not going to get you to the same place as Anova. The story of Simcha Zelig was the Rav in Brisk. Chaim Brisker was the Rav, and the Dayan was the Simcha Zelig. So when he was older, he had a Bachar helping him. He's old already. He had a Bachar. So the Bachar came to Yeftemayer to bring him home and help him get into bed. So on the way home, Simcha Zelig was walking home with his bachar. They were talking, learning, whatever. All of a sudden, comes along a guy and says, "Rebbe, I need a shidduch. Am I going to get a shidduch?" He's like, "Yeah, of course, you're going to get a wonderful shidduch." He says, "Give me a bracha." He gives him a varma bracha. 10 minutes later, the guy comes back. "Rebbe, am I going to get a shidduch? Am I going to get my shidduch?" He's like, "Yeah, of course, you're going to get a wonderful shidduch." And he gives him a varma bracha. 10 minutes later, a third time. They get home, he knocks on the door, the guy. See, the bachar says, "Should I let him in?" "Yeah, let him in." He lets him in, he says, "Rebbe, am I getting a shidduch?" Yeah, for sure, for shidduch. Like the first time, he gives him a whole bracha. He's already in bed, on the pillow. The guy knocks again. He says, "Rebbe, should I let him in?" He says, "Let him in." He lets him in, he gives him a varma bracha. And then he falls asleep. The next day, the bachar asks, Simcha says, "I don't understand. Till when? I must say." He says, "La'olam yadam rach kana." When is la'olam finished? La'olam, la'olam. Say la'olam is la'olam. La'olam yadam rach kana. That's the Simcha Zelig. There's a story of Yaakov Yosef Herman. He had about 30 guests every single Shabbos by his suda. And one time, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef used to go around himself serving the chant. One time, he was serving the chant.
This was in New York.
In New York City, yeah.
But he was
a Yaakov Yosef Herman. And this guy didn't get the portion of chant that he wanted. He took the chant and threw it right into the face of Yaakov Yosef. And lo and behold, not only did it fall on his face, but that week, his son, Nachum David, bought him a new tishbekesha. And the chant went all over the new tishbekesha. His son was so angry, he wanted to throw the guy at his ass. So immediately, Yaakov Yosef turned to his son and said, "Don't say a word." Yaakov Yosef went to the kitchen. He washed off his face, and he took off the tishbekesha, put on the old tishbekesha, came back, and asked the guy, "What was wrong with the chant I gave you?" So he says, "You didn't give me enough meat." So he says, "Okay, I'm going to get you a better portion." He goes back in the kitchen, he gives him triple the amount of meat, comes back to him, and gives it to the guy as if nothing happened. So Nachum David asked his father, he says, "I don't understand. Get rid of this guy."
"I don't blame him."
So his father said, Yaakov Yosef said, that if you don't have savlanis, you can't do chesed. You can only do chesed if you have savlanis. If you ever try to do chesed, you'll know exactly why. You always need hachna. You always need hachna. The hachna is the best advice, more than any chachma in the world. Someone called me this week. She's a psychologist. She works with couples. And she told me that she learned in psychology that if somebody gets married and they were lied to before they got married, they were lied to, that even if they have five kids, they should break up the shidduch because that means lied. That means the guy lied about something before.
To the girl,
you should break up the shidduch because you have to stand your ground and there's going to be no trust anymore and you have to destroy the shidduch. That's what she was taught and that's how she does it. But Lamaisa, it's true she went to school and she has all the chachma in the world. But the Torah, which is the chachma of Yira, knocks its own chachma, Ekev Anava Yiras Hashem, that compared to Anava, doesn't come better to let it go. Let it go. Ekev Anava even more than Yiras Hashem. The Torah is willing to knock its own chachma for the sake of letting it go.